was honored to be able to open up this conference a few days ago. But I'm a little sad that it's coming to an end, or more than a little sad. We have been showered with a number of graces during these few days, from our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, through our Blessed Mother, and being among each other's company as fellow Catholics, growing and focus on growing and perfecting our love for Jesus through Mary. Special graces and special blessings have been given to us. We were reminded of the way, we were reminded of the truth, and we were reminded of the only way to have eternal life. Sure, the darkness that's all around us has been underlined and referred to. The evil of the day has been recognized. The solution has been recalled, re-emphasized, and we have been reminded. Perhaps there are things that we have learned that we did not know. No doubt there have been many things we have already known that were told to us again. Other things which have been clarified. Now, we are left with a question. A question that only the individual can answer. A question only you can answer for you, and I can answer for myself. We have a decision to make. A vocation has been given to us. As we began the conference, you were told, you're not here by mistake. You are here because you were picked. A singular grace given to you. Not just to be uplifted yourself, but you are called to do something. When grace is given to us, it is important that we make use of that grace. Otherwise, we are a wicked servant. Like that poor soul in the New Testament who buried the talent. We have been called to be instruments in these dark times for Christ and for His Holy Mother. Many of us are not called to stand up before large groups of people and make speeches. But the greater sermon that is given is the sermon of our example. And it has to be a daily sermon if we are to be and prove ourselves to be true devotees of our Blessed Mother and true lovers of Christ. That is our vocation. We have been called to be servants. Of Our Lady, servants of Mary. A servant serves. It is one thing to Let the saying, Servus Maria non peribit, a servant of Mary shall never perish, and kind of has kind of a flow to it. But it has no meaning unless we are true servants, faithful servants. A faithless servant is not a servant. And a faithless servant cannot have the hope which a faithful servant can have. And so as we leave this conference, go back to our homes and to the places where we are, let us take those graces that we have been given and make good use of them. Make it a habit to pray the daily rosary. Don't say it, pray it. Calling upon our Blessed Mother to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. To spread this devotion, this secret in these dark times, in order to have the light, to dispel the darkness. There's no sure way to have He who is the light than to be close to His Mother. And to realize that His Mother, we are blessed to call our Mother. Let us pray for each other every day. Let us make sure that we are not just Catholics, but good Catholics. We live our faith. Not just Sunday Catholics, but everyday Catholics. We follow the Master faithfully. And we realize that the best way to follow the Master is by having hold of the Mother's hand. They who eat me shall yet hunger, and they who drink me shall yet thirst. When you have a true devotion to our Blessed Mother, you have a true want and a greater want to be closer to Him. They who hearken to me shall not be confounded. You feel the darkness? Call upon our Blessed Mother and call with confidence. Never was it known that anyone who fled to her for protection implored her help or sought her intercession. She's our life, our sweetness, and our hope. And don't forget the promise. They who work by me shall not sin, and they who explain me shall have life everlasting. Answer the call of your vocation. Be good servants of our Blessed Mother. Spread devotion to her, not only by what you say, but who you are and what you do. May God bless you all.